Division 22 site. I live in building 5400, where the proposed building is supposed to be 75 feet away from me, and I'm very concerned about heavy toxic metals and carcinogens in the air being 75 feet away from me and my 15-month-old child and family. My child is one of six children, at least in that specific building, if not more. And within the whole complex, there's several children in the area. So this area, this site, needs to be reconsidered. The paint and body shop can be toxic to the residents in this community. It's not zoned for this area, and we're asking you to hear our appeal and think about another site and move it somewhere else, not in our residence, not where it's not zoned.
Okay, I think this came up last week. And
yeah, just to clarify, that is a metro project that we're not involved with as far as design or construction or even the location of it. So I
would also encourage you to, and I think Mr. Ridley Thomas's representative here last month indicated that they were aware of this and they were prepared to work with you folks. But this is a decision that is not made by the Expo Authority. It's made by the MTA.
My understanding is Expo trains would be painted.
That's true, but it
so
won't.
That
won't,
makes this.
But it won't just be Expo trains there. There'll be other trains there.
Well, once again, this construction authority, just for your information, designs and constructs. We don't operate. So where the vehicles are painted, that's a metro decision as well.
Wanted to bring it to your attention as well.
You've done that. I appreciate it. And I think you should be in touch with Supervisor Ridley Thomas's staff and in his office and also with Metro. Okay? Thanks. Okay, let me call on three additional people. Is it Marujo Farrell? Clint Simmons? And Hannah Bentley? Pronounce your name correctly, Ms. Farrell?
Mary Jo. I'd like to request Hannah Bentley could go before me, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
I apologize for totally butchering your name.
That's okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman. My name's Hannah Bentley. I've been here before. I wanted to respond to the CEO's comment that this isn't an Expo project since you signed a contract providing for the paint and body shop to be at Division 22. We probably think this is in part an Expo project. I agree with the chair that it is not entirely an Expo project, and we definitely would like it to go somewhere else, and we don't think changing the particular location on the Division 22 site is at all acceptable, and that's all that's been proposed to us by Metro and Supervisor Ridley Thomas' staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Farrell.
Thank you. I'm also a resident of the Fusion condo community, and in addition to being a concerned resident, I'm also a cancer survivor. And I can tell you that I don't wish that on anyone. I have been poked and prodded and carved on and radiated and bombarded, and obviously nobody knows what causes any individual's diagnosis. But what we do know is that we can prevent other people by wisely shepherding those resources that are under our control. And I am very concerned about the 50 young families in our community, with more on the way. We have 280 units in there, and mostly single professional people moved in. Well, you should see the place now. They have married, they are pregnant or have children, and they are raising those beautiful, beautiful babies in our neighborhood, and we'd love for that to continue. And yes, they knew there was a train yard next door when they moved in, and we all looked at that and said, this is great. Electric trains, they're quiet, they're clean, It's a self-contained yard. We won't have to worry about the heavy industrial toxins. Well, guess what? This is the second time in a year that it has been thrown on our plates. We didn't come looking for this argument. MTA staff came to our last HOA meeting and said, oh, by the way, we have a notice of exemption. We're going to put that paint and body shop next door to you, and there isn't anything you can do about it. We believe there is, and we believe that you can help us in that conversation by pointing out the other appropriately zoned and safe industrial locations that won't jam it down our neighborhood's throat. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Mr. Simmons, before you start, let me call up Jonathan Weiss and Margaret Smith. Yes, and let me, for the record, say that Pam O'Connor and Dan Rosenfeld have joined the meeting. Mr. Simmons, where did... Oh, okay.
My name is Clint Simmons. I here represent Expo Community United as well as the West Adams Neighborhood Council. I'd like to agree with the ladies that were here earlier. I'm also a cancer survivor, and my cancer was caused by environmental purposes, and so I'm totally in agreement with them in that respect. MTA and Expo must take into consideration of people's health instead of pushing this parameters thing down people's neighborhoods and into the communities. I'm here also to support Director's Park's motion. They're at Gramercy Place. This is something that we started talking about back in 2006, and I don't know why it took the director this long to bring it before the board. We was also discussing this the same time we was talking about the Harvard Crossing there at the O'Shea Learning Center. So Director Parks was saying that the train is going to run at peak level with the lighting, but as you see now, there are problems. I had a problem there before the train started running where a lady was making a turn, and if I had not been alert, we would have had an accident. The next item is that you have a lot of noise problems specifically exist between La Cienega and La Brea. The so-called sound wall, you have a what we call a groove and tongue type situation. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know damn well that's not going to work in terms of sound, because the more and more the train passes, the looser and looser the thing gets. In other words, slack is there. That's what happened. And what they did, they took pre-formed concrete and just slid it in these slots, and they call that a sound wall. As the train passed, you can see the movement of the wall. Tuesday, the Expo Authority did have someone out there to check, and I don't know what his report is, but I talked with them. And also, I pointed out another problem that exists there. The ERR specifically states no cracks within the wall, and there's nothing but cracks from Alsace up to the top of the crossing there. And he did take pictures of it. All these things will be coming out later. I pointed out to him because that whole so-called sound wall is bad. When the train moves, the wall shakes, and therefore ground movement takes place. What you're doing is modulating the noise when you have modulated noise with the mechanical movement of that wall. And I'm sure that the Expo CEO, and they knew this when the thing started, but I assume that they can just get away with it, just put it down and nobody would say anything at all. But that's not going to be the case. We're going to continue to bring out these points. And you either got to do the thing right or don't do it at all. Because right now, it's my understanding, you're going to start revenue running in a couple of weeks. You haven't met the noise requirement for the ERS-ERR. And I don't know how you can figure on doing that. But I do know, as of my physics teacher when I was in high school, when you have a design, something like you have here, they call it Amos and Anna design, and the head of the project was Kingfish, who running the thing, just trying to pull something off on people. So we want facts. We want the thing designed properly, and our next year is going to be between Crenshaw and the high school there at Dorsey.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Knows there's a problem, so I don't know how you're going to run unless you have bought off the PUC and the FTA, because you cannot meet the noise
okay.
requirement.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons.
Thank you for giving me a chance to speak.
Any time. Mr. Weiss will be next. Then I'd like to call up Drew Diacentis. Probably butchered that name, too. Penmanship is not the greatest here, so. Drew, there, you're coming. Okay. Mr. Weiss.
Good afternoon. I'm Jonathan Weiss. I've been a member of Friends for Expo and all the predecessor groups pushing to get the light rail built. There's one concern I'm here for today, which is Councilmember Parks' motion, Director Parks' motion. I've been along that part of the right-of-way where the crossing is. You guys have set amazing standards of care. This will be, in many ways, the safest line with all the quad crossings, but does not have a protected crossing at Gramercy is simply looking for a problem. The lives that could be lost, injuries that there could be, you can't really put a value on that, but unfortunately or fortunately, if someone's hurt, we will put a value on it, and courts will look at the standard of care you've set and say it hasn't been met at that intersection. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Smith?
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Margaret Smith. I am the co-president of the PTA at Overland Avenue Elementary, and we've worked really hard to get our Overland community to embrace the light rail. We are talking about using it for field trips, riding the bike path. Overland is an oasis in the middle of LAUSD. It's a wonderful school. We have committed to getting parents involved to supplement many programs eliminated by LAUSD, and simply put, we want safety. We want parking adjacent to our school so that teachers, staff, parents, and students don't have to cross six lanes of Overland traffic to get on campus. And we want the highest level of safety when members of our community, namely children, have to cross the tracks. Look, I know this involves a lot of entities to get this done. Can't we all just figure a way to get it done for the safety of our children? I think there are solutions, and we've presented them. So we just hope we can all get together and Expo let you be the ones to create the safest line where children can easily get to school and cross. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Drew.
Good afternoon, board members. Good afternoon, Chair.
What is your last name?
You had it right. Diacentis, despite my own poor penmanship.
I got lucky. Thank you.
I'm speaking on behalf of the Westwood Gardens Civic Association, homeowners association of more than 600 single-family residences that would, encompasses what would be the Westwood Station. And I'm here to say that we strongly oppose any parking between Overland Avenue and Westwood Boulevard along the ROW, including the two proposed schools parking options that Expo provided for Overland Avenue School. And in addition, I'd like to thank for their outreach the Expo design team of Skanska Kratos.
Thank you. Stacy Short.
What my co-president Margaret Smith and myself at Overland Elementary School, just the safety of our children is really, really what we're most interested in. And again, having three small children that attend to school is a bit of a hazard. Amazing. We've got letters from drive in every day. Appreciate the fact that they can walk out of their car, cross one residential street as opposed to six lanes of traffic.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No other requests for public comment. Let's move on to the agenda.
Item 5A, consent calendar, monthly contract actions.
Is there any discussion on the consent calendar? This is item 5A?
Yes, 5A.
Okay, it's moved by O'Connor, second by O'Leary without objection. This is a receive and file item, correct? Motion is to receive and file, item 5A, without objection, so ordered. 6A.
Mr. Chair, before we move into the agenda, I'd like to just acknowledge the constituents
yes.
come on issues that affect all of us really on this board and particularly the district that Supervisor Ridley Thomas represents, the Division 22 matter and the Overland Elementary School matter. We're aware of the issues. They're not easy to solve, but I hope that our office and everyone on the staff and other directors will be instrumental in continuing a dialogue to explore them further, not slamming any doors on possible solutions. We're very sensitive to the issues and appreciate your coming here this afternoon.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Dan. Item 6A.
Director Park's motion.
Want to speak to it, Murray?
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to, number one, commend the Expo line. Having driven back and forth along the line, you've done everything we've asked you to do, the planning, configuration of the street. We get one consistent complaint, and I think it's because crossing over the tracks at Gramercy, Rodeo Road, and Expo, it's a very unusual intersection, and the added dilemma of the train coming from the behind the driver is what I think creates the biggest fear. And you mentioned to me earlier the LADOT had some reluctance, and we'll work with them to look at how we could make that more safe. Maybe perception. We certainly have just had a short period of time of the train running, but it's a lot of information to process as you get to that crossover. And, yes, you would have to run the light, but people do run lights, and they do ignore the flashing light. But that is the one part of the system, at least, that goes through the 8th District that we have the greatest concern. And so we know that you're working on the Gramercy cutout along the power station, and we'll continue to look at dealing with the parking on Western. But this is the one piece that keeps coming back to us as to it's such an unusual intersection. There's a lot of information to process. We just need you to look at it, and we'll get with DOT and ask them to work with you and figure out how we might, if it's perception, eliminate the perception of danger. If it's a real danger, what can we do to address that issue?
Speak to that.
There's no question. It's a very complicated intersection. We have been... as Mr. Simmons said, studying that intersection since 2006, we looked at putting gates in at that location. We worked with the PUC and LADOT, and both agreed that that wasn't the approach. What we came up with is the current design that was approved by everyone, but we can certainly go back and take another look at it.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Not. Moved by Parks, seconded by O'Leary without objection. Unanimous vote.
Item 6B, Phase 1 and 2 Claims Administrative Support Services Contract.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this item is to provide assistance to the Construction Authority in the closeout of the project. We still have quite a few issues and potential change orders that we need to evaluate. We feel we need some assistance in that effort, as well as assistance if there are any potential claims that actually turn into claims that might need to go to a dispute resolution board. So in anticipation of the need for additional support services and the need for possible claim services, we went out for a selection of a firm to provide those services. We got four firms interested that submitted proposals. We shortlisted down to two of those firms. Our evaluation team evaluated those last two firms and have recommended Primus to provide the services to us in amount not to exceed $500,000. This would be on a task order basis only, so the $500,000 is just to establish a budget And we would only utilize those funds on an as-needed basis.
Any discussion?
Second.
Second. Moved by Conner, second by Rosenfeld, without objection. Unanimous vote.
Mr. Chairman, I should also add that included in that was an option for phase two as well. Clarify that.
Okay. Next item.
7A, project status update.
Mr. Olson will give this presentation. Oh, it's slowly coming up.
Starting with phase one, Metro continues to run pre-revenue trains along the alignment all the way from the 7th and Metro station to La Cienega. Work continues at the Farmdale station. That's advancing nicely, as well as the Culver City station. The landscaping is being installed, and the plaza is getting finalized at the Culver City station. Major issues, FFP has still not attained substantial completion. We're still anticipating, well, right now we're looking at next month for it, but we continue to monitor and work with them. Metro is in pre-revenue operations. That started last month. The signal system at the junction, the automatic train protection, has been turned on. We've had some issues with the signals dropping out. That we're working with Metro and the PUC to get resolved at the location. And so with that, we're working with Metro to finalize a date for revenue service. And as I said, the other elements, Farmdale and Culver City, are continuing to be advanced, and we're looking at early to mid-2012. Other elements that we are looking to incorporate in the project is the Fauché safety improvements, which includes the parking and pedestrian plaza area over at Western and Expo, the Cimarron Rodeo replacement parking. We have miscellaneous street work in the city of Los Angeles, as well as punch list items that still need to be done. Project budget, we're forecasting a $2.5 million shortfall for elements that are known at this time, but there's still outstanding elements that could affect the budget. It includes additional project safety features that we are in the process of adding to the project. It includes a guideway railing along the outside of the aerial stations, right-of-way fence grounding, additional emergency lighting, and pedestrian swing gates along Flower Street. We still have disputed potential change orders, unforeseen differing site conditions, additional third-party costs, additional professional services, pressure on the budget. We're still continuing our cost containment efforts and are looking for reimbursement from third parties of approximately $2.8 million again to help fund the shortfall. Going the progression of analysis again every month, and we get other issues. Noise, process now of mobilizing our noise consultant so he can go back out in the field now that we'll get Metro running more regular service with the train, so we can go out and do our noise measurements and analysis to make sure that we are conforming to the requirements of the EIR. The Gramercy Crossing, I think we've discussed most of these items as part of Director Park's motion, so I'll leave that. FFP local jobs this month at local hires of 19.7% for a cumulative date of 30.1, so they're still forecasting 30% at completion. As far as DBE performance goes, Overall goal, 20% attainment to date, 21.9% with a forecasted completion of 22.3%. Moving to phase two, I'm starting to see a lot more activity along the alignment. This is foundation removal along Colorado Avenue. I'm in Santa Monica. Demolition in Santa Monica along Colorado. The contractor's gone and started to remove the rail and ties that were in the old Pacific right-of-way. As far as the design-build alignment design-build contractor, we received 60% design submittals on several elements, including the Expo Bundy Station and the 4th and Colorado Station. We are continuing to work the National Palms street improvement that was discussed at the last board meeting, working very closely with both our design-build contractor and the City of L.A. At this point in time, we have a ROM cost of $400,000 for these improvements, but we continue to work with the city and our design builder to get ways to reduce that cost. We continue to conduct comment resolution meetings with the stakeholders along the alignment. We complete our analysis on the large Intercanyon storm drain in Colorado and met with L.A. County Flood Control to present our findings, which found that we did not need to do any additional protections to the storm drain system. We've submitted a formal report to the county, and that's now being reviewed. And as I say, we continue to do work along the alignment, continue to work closely with Edison and DWP on overhead power line relocations, and we held quarterly partnering meetings with Metro, the City of L.A., and Santa Monica last month. The maintenance design contract, our designer is progressing the 60% design submittal, which we're looking to have completed and ready for review in May. Coordination continues with Santa Monica and the other third parties. Venice Boulevard aerial structure, a big milestone. We received a sign-off on our PSR PR, which is basically the precursor to permitting to allow us to go into construction. So we've submitted an encroachment permit for sewer relocation work and DWP relocation work on Venice Boulevard. So we should start seeing construction activity out along Venice sometime this month. And we are completing our 100% PS&E drawings to be submitted this month. The bikeway, the CTC approved the allocation of the funds, and we're issuing our limited notice engineering to our design-build contractor. Community outreach, we had an urban design committee meeting last month, and we continue to coordinate with our stakeholders along the line. Local jobs. Through January 14th, the contract was at 38% last month, 6% for a cumulative to date of 38.6%. The subcontractors were 22.5% through January 14th. This last month was 72.2% for a cumulative to date of 29%. So totals to date is 34.3%. Local and SBE goals, payment today for local SBE is 3.2% against a commitment of 15.9%. But again, this is early in the project, so as we start to see more and more activities, we should see that number increase. SBE, attainment today 4.4% against their overall goal of 20%. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes, please. Originally, when I had almost jokingly discussed the opening of the train to Culver City based on, well, I'm mayor till April. I'd love to be able to see it open by then. And we would get almost more specific timelines. Instead, I thought as I got closer to the date, we'd be getting narrower and narrower. It hasn't been, because it's an election time in Culver City, it's not an election issue, but it's more of a curiosity. And as the board member, I'm being asked constantly, when's the train coming? When's the train coming? It's almost that choo, 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 choo. So today I come in, and now it's gone from March, April, to mid-2012 to early 2012 to mid-2012. It's gone the other way. I'm hoping you can be more specific. I'm hoping that I can... I actually had a forum moved today from 1 p.m., the Senior Center Forum, to noon, so that I could be here for the meeting, and I promised them, I will have an answer for you. And now I have to go back and say, well, it's even more vague. Please help me. And the second question I have is, was the intent to open to La Cienega and then to Culver City? Where do we stand now? If you could help me so that I don't look more foolish than I look already.
Well, I'll try not to be look foolish either, but as you're aware, we've had significant problems in getting the Expo Phase 1 to La Cienega open, primarily because of problems that Eric had mentioned on the junction. The final date of opening is set by Metro, so the information that I have, and maybe Eric can help us fill in, but the contractor is required to have the system, at least the trains, ready to run in the Culver City aerial structure by March 15th. I believe the date for the completion of the parking facilities and the street work and everything else is now May 1st. So, depending on how well the testing goes, I know we have some issues with the fire alarm system. Depending on how well the testing goes and how quickly we can resolve the fire alarm issues, you know, we could be in probably the May time frame for opening up.
So it definitely can't open to Culver City before May 1st, before the parking is ready, correct? Or,
well, it depends, again, if the contractor's required to have it done by May 1st. They may have it done before then. So, I mean, if all the stars aligned really well and we got the issues resolved, the contractor was ahead of schedule, got all the testing, and Metro was comfortable, there's a potential of opening up earlier. Right now, I suspect it's probably going to be in the May time frame.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Next item on the agenda.
Item 8, CEO comments.
I have no further comments.
Okay. Item 9, board member comments.
Board member comments?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have one other item. Okay. Regarding a request by the chair about the Culver City, bicycle center, the bicycle.
Oh, the Clean Mobility Center.
Clean Mobility Center,
yeah,
yes.
Right. The CMC.
CMC, yes. I had the three letters here and I couldn't put it together.
Okay.
I wanted some sort of an update on that. And also the bicycle working group, I wanted to know where we stand. I know that Culver City doesn't have the ability to appoint, but I do know that there are advocates, including Jim Shanman from the Culver City Bicycle Coalition, very eager to help. And if there is a member who's having difficulty finding a representative in their community, that I know that Culver City is ready to pinch hit.
Well, let me try to address that. We did meet with the group in Culver City, Jim and it was Eric, to go over where we were. Again, we reiterated that we can't proceed with the CMC until the Venice Boulevard overpass work is well underway and the false work is lowered. But we did have a good conversation and agreed that we would meet with Metro, because one of the issues that we have with the CMC is it's completely enclosed. It has restroom facilities. They'd like to see showers. Metro has indicated they didn't want showers, but even with bathroom facilities, the question is who's going to operate it? And so those discussions need to continue with Metro, because obviously we will, once we construct it, turn it over to Metro. So we have agreed to set up a meeting with the bike group and Metro to continue those discussions. And then as far as the Phase 2 Bikeway Committee, I believe Samantha has indicated to me that pretty much everybody has been appointed. They're still waiting on a few. But now that we have funding available and have just recently issued a notice to proceed for the contractor to begin the preliminary engineering work, we're pretty much ready to convene our first session.
And with regard to the mobility center and the bathroom, and possible showers, before Metro makes the decision, I'd love Culver City to be involved in that discussion. If it is a maintenance issue, cost related, I can't make a decision for my council, but I would like that at least to be an option for us to discuss before a final decision is made with regard to maintenance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Full session.
And the other part of the question was regarding the working group, if the members have been appointed.
Okay. We will have our appointment for the next meeting.
Appointment.
Okay. You were when, you may not be aware when you're...
I'm not sure, Director, but I'll make sure you get an answer for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Not take us into closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have a closed session discussion of existing litigation with legal counsel, the Neighbors for Smart Rail litigation. As indicated in the agenda, we do not anticipate reportable action.